In Italy, too, the familiar faces of the center-right and center-left, in this case former Prime Ministers Silvio Berlusconi and Matteo Renzi, were pushed aside. Instead, the Five Star Movement, an anti-establishment party helmed by an angry comedian and secessionist party, the League, with partners and supporters that have embraced fascist symbolism, led the way. Just how damaging will this be to the idea of a united Europe? Italy's next government, no matter who leads it, will not push for an exit from the EU or even from the single currency. Nor will it deport all those migrants, given the cost and logistics involved. But it might well launch a spending spree that will enrage the EU's leadership. Both Five Star and the League openly flaunted their disdain for EU fiscal rules on the campaign trail, and any government comprising either will be pressured to deliver on their campaign spending promises. Doing so will hit Italy's past deficit reduction efforts and maybe even reverse them entirely. Italy struggles to comply with EU-mandated debt and structural adjustment targets as it is. A more confrontational Italy will also spook capital markets at a precarious time for the Italian economy, the Eurozone's third largest. It will also undermine the bid for European reform led by Macron and Merkel. The French president wants to establish common EU-wide policies on defense, taxes, and asylum rules for migrants. He has also called for a Eurozone parliament, Eurozone ministers, a Eurozone budget, better coordination on tax policy, and a common approach to border controls. But Italy's government is likely to prove friendlier to the governments in Poland and Hungary, which are now openly defying EU rules. At a moment when negotiations over Britain's exit are beginning to gather steam, as separatist pressures continue in Spain, as Eastern European governments challenge Brussels, and as outsiders like Russia and Turkey test European unity, Italy's latest political convulsion is not a hopeful sign.